Welcome back. It's Tom Bell here, and I'm super excited to have you here for another episode. And today I thought that I'm starting to think that each day I might like to, for my own self, my own journey, and ultimately I'm probably, in a way, making all of these speeches for myself as well as for you, you know, listeners. Appreciate you listening in. But ultimately, I feel like there's a lesson that I want to try to take from each day. You know, that I'll ultimately work into these episodes, and if I don't, well, and I don't, because then that's the fun of having your own show, isn't it? But today's lesson is choose your own adventure. And like recently I was at a school, and a great teacher that I admire was reading this choose your own adventure book to kids. And if you don't know them, I used to read a lot of them when I was a kid, and you get to the bottom of the page and it says, you know, go to page 29, you know, should we follow the man up the path or wave goodbye to him, see him on his way, you know, you see him on his way, go to page 42, follow him up the path, go to page 29. And you would flip through the pages in the book, going to all of the different locations, and then typically in the book, you know, you die at a certain way. And when I would read them as a kid, I'd actually have my fingers in the book in all the different spots, and I'd be like, oh no, I died that way, and then go back and change the choices that you actually made. And you know, I guess that's the thing, right? It got me thinking that choice is our superpower. Now, unfortunately, when things go wrong, we can't just flip back to page 29 and choose not to follow the man up the path, or choose not to, you know, get into that relationship, or not to take that job, or not to quit the job, or whatever it might be that we do in our lives and the different decisions that we make. You know, we can't always go back and change those things. But saying that, we do actually have the opportunity to choose again, choose anew, continue choosing, learn from those decisions that we've made in the past. And today I was thinking about finding the extraordinary in the ordinary moments. How often are we in ordinary moments where we're either not present, we're thinking about the past, or we're thinking about the future, you know, whatever it might be, and yet there is an opportunity to change your perspective and just find that little bit extra in the ordinary. And that's about perspective, right? Perspective, gratitude, engaging in the moment happily and willingly. You know, there's a funny moment at a school today where, you know, they were trying to race boats made out of alfoil across like this little clamshell pool, and see who could get the fastest time going across the thing. You know, it's just an interesting moment. It just had me laughing about, you know, the boat designs and their efforts trying to get them across and what they were thinking. And it was a really, really fun moment. Now, how many other moments are there that just are ordinary moments? Sometimes I'll be sitting there and I'll just snap into reality and be like, wow, look how blue the sky is today. Or look how amazing the leaves look just dancing across, you know, in front of the blue sky or the clouds in the sky. I think there's a scene, I think, from the movie Peaceful Warrior, where the main character guy has the Zen teacher man sort of, he's like, oh, look at what's going on in this moment right now, he says to the guy. And the guy's like, what? He looks around this field where all people are doing activities, and he's like, what? Nothing special going on here. And there's this strange moment in the movie where the guy grabs the guy's hand, and somehow the main character experiences what this Zen teacher can actually see. And you just see then close-ups of people, lovers in the park, and the nature that's going on all around, and laughter, and basically all of the excitement and buzzing energy that is the world, that's happening all around us, that we seem to be, I guess, tuning out ultimately, because we're tuned into our thinking, tuned into the past, the future, whatever, you know, issues that we might have going on. But snapping into reality at different moments and switching our perspective could very well help us. And I suppose, you know, you find what you're looking for, you know, reticular activation system, where, you know, what matters to us, we hunt out and find. If we are in situations where we can, you know, I guess, see that we're looking for a moment that is extra, extra good, extra nice, we want to enjoy it that little bit more, then we're likely to find it. And so that is probably, as I see it, a pretty easy way to turn a slew of ordinary moments into extraordinary moments. Got me thinking as well too about random acts of kindness and how, you know, when opportunities arise for us to be able to do good things for others without expecting anything in return, we can really be sending out ripples. So furthermore, you know, to make ordinary moments a little bit extra, well, we can pour in the extra. We can make that bit of extra effort. We can be the difference between ordinary and extraordinary. And it's really surprising because, you know, often we do random acts of kindness. We're not expecting anything in return, but they really can return in such amazing ways. So, you know, that's something that, you know, has been on my mind. It's also kind of reminisce, or for me, reminds me of learning about the circle of control. And if you haven't come across that, basically you can imagine three circles like a bullseye in the very middle circle. That's our circle of control, the smallest circle. It's our circle of control. It's what we can control. The next circle out is the circle of influence. So we can't control the things that happen there, but we can influence them. So, you know, I can't control what my kids do, but I can influence what they do and the decisions that they make and whatnot. Outside of that is the circle of worry. Things that, you know, outside of our control, we can't really, you know, do anything about them, and worrying about them. You know, if you really take a step back and look at it, I don't know how much worry really plays any sort of beneficial place in our lives. You know, I've talked on an earlier podcast about rational fears and irrational fears. Yeah, sure, rational fears, great. Don't step out in front of a bus. You should be worried if you're about to step out in front of a bus about stepping out in front of a bus. Like, don't do that. But typically, and I mean, I don't know about you, but for me, 99% of the worries either don't come true, we're overhyped, weren't necessary, and really just robbed me of those present moments. Gary Vee and Jocko Willink, two people that, you know, I massively admire, both talk about ownership. You know, I have Jocko Willink's Extreme Ownership audiobook. It's brilliant. I've watched a ton of Gary Vee content, and it is really about being able to say that you are responsible for where you are in your life right now. That all of the decisions that you've made, all those choices, that superpower of choice, whether you like them or not, have led you to where you are. It's led me to where I am. But the best thing about that is, because it's led me to where I am right now, then it also then gives me the opportunity to lead me on now to the next place. And I think that's what's so exciting. Like, I have tried so many things in the past. Like, right now, I'm in the middle of building an online course to help other people build online courses. And saying things online and saying things out loud like this and then putting it out there and then somewhat being held accountable. Like, you know, you're not really held accountable. Do it, don't do it. No one's probably going to really care and nothing's going to really change if it doesn't happen, and that's okay. But then this whole, can we control our mind? Can we have self-discipline? You know, I'm getting excited again, and I'm getting that passion is starting to ignite again. And, you know, as the challenges of life and, you know, having to have a lot of the pressures, you know, divorce, lawyers, I'm so glad that the divorce is all done. And, you know, just a range of different things have sort of like settled down in my life. Like study, I'm starting to get at least feeling like I'm getting a bit more of a groove happening with the masters that I'm doing. You know, study, like I want to say it's for me, but it's just, I don't know if I love study or if I ever will. But as things are settling down more and more now, I'm starting to reconnect with the fact that I love, you know, helping people find their purpose. I love the idea of living my own purpose and somewhat, you know, can we articulate our purpose? Do we just have one purpose? Do we have multiple purposes? Do we have purposes at different times? I love talking to people about their passions. I love engaging in my own passions and things that I enjoy. I went for a Harley ride on the weekend, you know, a couple of weekends ago with a few mates. Met a new guy, one of my mates, and two of my mates, and just went for one of the most awesome rides ever, really, that I've been on. Probably one of my most favorite rides. It reminded me back to when, you know, I was, say, 20 and riding with my granddad and going for rides with him, and he would always have these amazing rides where we'd be going through the Nhubbunbar Valley or down to the Lions Road, and he'd have his we'd stop at his special bakery and we'd do those sorts of you know, different things. I feel like, you know, this ride was one of those things for me, and it is just so amazing about how it feels when we are doing the things that we love. Like, how amazing is it when we do the things that we love? You love doing things, but we don't always build them in to our life. And I was saying to my mates whilst we were there that I've been in my garage with my bike, and I like classic-y kind of older school things, and I've gone and gotten some scouring wool, you know, from Woolies, some cheap scouring wool, some soapy scouring wool, and just a bucket of water, and I'm scrubbing away at the front rim, you know, and it's quite filthy, quite dirty, quite old, and as I'm doing it, this thing is just slowly, slowly, slowly coming back to life, coming to this shiny place, and all that's happening is it's not expensive, it's just me just there putting some elbow grease in, doing a little bit of time and making it happen. And those times have been some of the most enjoyable moments just sitting by myself. I don't have a lot of time to go down there and do it. And I'm not doing it all the time. And I've been having some issues with my back, whatever else, you know, a bit of pain in my back. So I can't always get down low and do it. But if you'd have told me a year ago that one of the things that I would find so enjoyable is sitting and scrubbing on a wheel with steel wool, I would have looked at you like, that sounds really crazy, right? But what lights us up, lights us up. What we love is what we love. And so I think that, you know, if there's a lesson to take from all of this, is we can make ordinary moments extraordinary. We do it through taking responsibility for where we are right now in our lives, being here right now in our lives, and controlling what we can control. Live in that circle of influence. Live in that circle of control. Exert the influence where we can, but really come back and just live in that circle of control. What can we control? And if it involves chasing after your dreams and going after the things that spark or ignite passion in you, or you deep down know what your purpose is, chase it. Encourage that. Work that into your life. It doesn't mean that you have to jump out of your job and run off and live in the woods, you know, like straight away. Like that might not be what it is. I don't know why you would live in the woods, but maybe that's your passion. Maybe the woods is your passion. I don't know what your passion might be. All I know is what mine are. And it is creating content. It is jumping on and giving speeches. It is encouraging other people. It is encouraging myself. You know, to wherever you are right now in your life, please see this as a sign for you to start incorporating more of what you love in your life as you chase down living a life that you truly love. I've said that line so many times in so many podcasts about living a life that you truly love, but like, we only really are getting, as far as I know, one round at this thing. And even if there is an afterlife, it's not here, right? So you as you are right now is only going to get to live this one life. You're not promised a day. However many days you get on the earth, you don't know how many more you've got. So might as well start making good use of them. But that's my lesson for today. I certainly appreciate you being here for another episode. If you want to reach out. Let me know that you're enjoying the episodes, tips, hints, anything else that you want to share. I'm certainly open to it. Tom Bell here. On Twitter and Instagram, feel free to drop a line with any of your ideas or how you're taking ownership or how you're utilizing this in your life. But again, I'm sure I'll catch you on the next chat. I'm Tom Bell, and I'll talk to you soon.